The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Gathering Offering. Mike told me that Ed from Florida has called in. Are you there, Ed?
Yeah. How you doing?
Fair to medium.
Hello?
If I don't look in, I'm doing fair to medium if I don't look in the mirror twice in one day.
Yeah, and if you don't listen to mainstream media, you know, on the television, that'll just depress you. But I heard you talking a little bit about transgenderism there. I don't know if you ever had a chance to read the book. It came out in 1848. It was called Imperium by Francis Schiaffe.
No, I
didn't. But anyways, it's a pretty good book. It's worth reading because, you know, I mean, it kind of predicts things, you know, ahead of time. But there's a lot of, you know, I mean, it's, you get back in the early days, there was a lot of people that were yelling at. But he predicted, you know, he called them, what's going on in this country in 1848, wrote this book. It said that there were the cultural distorters. That's what he called them. The people that were taking over all the media, the people who were taking everything over after World War II, after the destruction of everything that had happened and stuff. It says the world's going to change because we got the cultural distorters at rolling the world now after Bretton Woods and everything else. But it's a good book looking into because, you know, it really has, I mean, the cultural distortion is totally here now. What is a man? What is a woman? Can you define it? We used to be able to define it. Do you understand that?
Yes, I think I do. And I'd like to point out to you a historical fact. Abraham Lincoln lived with his boyfriend. And when so he was a queer. And, you know, when he decided to run for president, though, they married him off.
He was bi. He was bi. He wasn't a queer. He was bi. He did have a wife and kids.
Right. That was after he ran for president.
Right. And you know, if you go back in history, you can bring that up. I mean, that during the Spartans, they, you know, trained their 12-year-olds and slept with them. You know, I mean, you can go back to all those days, you know, that were before, you know, Christendom, And, you know, Abraham Lincoln, yeah, he was no perfect person. I can get into the history on Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if you ever read the book The Real Lincoln by DiLorenzo. I know DiLorenzo. He's a pretty good artist. Right.
I probably read 15 to 20 books on Abraham Lincoln, studying him.
Well, if you really want to read a good one, read The Real Lincoln by DiLorenzo. That came out in 2001. And, you know,
well, that I'd like to point out, for me to even get to a small library nowadays would take me an hour and 20-minute drive each way.
Yeah, but you can get that online. You can read these books online and stuff, you know. And look up DiLorenzo or Abbeville. Have you ever heard of Abbeville yet? Abbeville Institute?
I've only heard Abbeville, but my memory is not bringing anything up about that, Ed. I just know that I'm not in favor of something that the Father's Law says they're an abomination, and I ask the question, what is the punishment for committing an abomination? And, you know, that's the basis of where I come from.
There shouldn't be a punishment for it. I mean, there used to be. I mean, but that's up to the states. That's a beautiful thing about the 10th Amendment. And, you know, first off, the United States government has nothing to do with that law. And that should go back to the states. And in the 10th Amendment, you know, there were states that had it and there were states that didn't have it. I mean, there are probably more states that didn't have it back in those days. But, you know, it wasn't looked in good eyes. But when you look at it today, they promote it. You know, they promote it. One of my favorite books is Who's to Say What's Obscene? And that was written by Krasner, who's one of the Yippie founders. I don't know if you watched the trial of Chicago 7. But Who's to Say What's Obscene was a book that was written in 2008. And the cover was about a lawsuit, but it gets into the deep of, you know, George Carlin's in there and Lenny Bruce and all this stuff. You know, the people that want to say jokes and say whatever they want, freedom of speech, basically. Who's to Say What's Obscene? And in this book, at the cover of it was at that time, Pluto and Snow White and stuff. Pluto was effing goofy, and Snow White was, you know, with the seven dwarfs having things, and, you know, it was just showing that. But today, you know, and Disney was fighting it back in 2008. It said, or back in 2002, I think the case came out. Disney at that time says, we don't want anything that says that. We don't want anything that does that. Today, Disney says, yes, bring in that rainbow flag. Yes, let's bring in all that, and we'll pay for you. And, oh, your employees will, if Florida outlaws abortion, we'll send you up to whatever state allows it, and we'll pay your way. So, I mean, they did a flip-flop. The corporations are now the people that are promoting all the perversion.
Well, Ed, just to summarize my position, anything that is against the Father's laws, I'm against. And
I can understand. You don't want man's law to try to enforce that.
Yes, I do.
You don't want to.
Any man's law that is not in exact step by step to the Father's law, I'm against.
So you want theocracy? Is that what you're for, theocracy?
No, it's called a way of life, what you do. It's called following the way. And you eliminate you eliminate the bad guys so the bad guys don't influence people that are not very educated or not very strong-willed. And as long as you allow cancer in your society that kills you, your society is going to continue down to complete disaster. And that's what we're in right now. Ed, thank you for calling.
But you are in favor of actually putting homosexuals in jail?
No. Read the penalty for an abomination in the good book and read that penalty. That's a penalty. It doesn't say put them in jail. Read the book and see what it says. And it says,
all right, but I'm just saying, I don't think the government shouldn't be involved in that. But that's your opinion. That's good. All right, bye.
The government was under that law at times.
Well, yeah, but the government shouldn't be involved. The good book doesn't want other governments ruling you. They want you to give your heart to the book, and that's the way it should go, not other people.
Give your heart and your physical actions to the good book.
Yeah, but not everybody's going to do that, so we got to forgive them and train without.
I don't forgive myself for the things that I'm not able to do. I don't forgive myself, and I'm not going to forgive anybody else. And I just sit there and say, I'm guilty of this, Father. And I'll have to suffer that punishment.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, forgiveness is one thing we got to look for. And we got to educate people and not condemn them, but try to forgive them and try to change their actions. But we don't need to use the force of Biden to do it, and or whatever government agent you want to call. But we need each other to change our hearts.
All right. Thank you, Ed, for calling. Rodney, you there?
Right. Yeah, I'm here. I've got, you know, I got a brief comment in response to Ed. I came across an interesting quote by a gentleman who died in 1881, attributed to him. It's a foreign name. I won't try it. But anyhow, he says tolerance, you know, with a capital T, tolerance, will reach such a level that intelligent people will be banned from thinking so as not to offend the imbeciles.
I agree with that 100%. And I really don't care what the imbeciles think. You know, you have to strive for the highest common denominator with any group. And if you're not striving for the highest common denominator, which is the Father's laws, which do not add nor subtract from the laws, then you are not serving the entire power and the entire knowledge, the entire everything of the entire universe. You're sort of like trying to piss on his boots. He don't like that. I don't know anybody who likes him.
I got one more thing for Ed, and maybe we can take this further, Jerry. Just let me ask you, Jerry, after I'm done reading this, tell me if this is positive law or negative law. It's a quote out of Leviticus. It says, "You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest epaph, an honest hen," says the I Am. Is that positive law or negative law?
That's positive law, combined with negative law, because there's a penalty if you take and you mess with weights. For example, in this country, we were for a long time on the pound system. Then we had to take and switch to the English systems of kilograms and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I do not like to have to switch from this to that. And actually, in the Bible, it gives you weights and measurements and tells you the exact terminology we're supposed to be using as to exactly how much something has got to weigh by that particular scale system. Wasn't in pounds, wasn't in kilograms or anything of that nature. And when you keep introducing different measurement methods to a society, everybody gets confused, and then they're able to be taken advantage of on a constant, continuous basis. Again, switching from the regular screwdrivers and Phillips heads, and then going to the metric system for everything. Now you've got to have a different set of tools. And then they come up with the star type returns and all this other kind of stuff. You've got to have three or four different sets of tools to get a job done. That's called a waste of money. That is waste. And that's against the Father's laws. You don't waste anything. You use things. And use them to the fullest extent. To that extent, if people would look up the product called hemp, H-E-M-P, and you found out how much an acre of hemp would grow and compare it to lumber for the time that lumber grows, and consider the amount of burning power that an acre of hemp has compared to a tree that takes 30 or 40 years to get up, and compare that, we would be using hemp to light our fires, to burn our fires. We wouldn't be using lumber to heat our stoves. We'd be using hemp. And it would be a good product because it actually burns cleaner. It grows faster. And it heats and cooks longer than lumber, you know, timber. And, you know, in actuality, that is one of the things that people 5,000 years ago used to use to heat their homes. They used lumber to build their homes, not to burn and to heat their houses. Now, I think that that makes a lot more sense because growing hemp on an acreage basis is easy. It's easy. Now, people say, well, he's talking about marijuana. No, I'm not talking about marijuana. Marijuana is a commercial term, and there are thousands and thousands of acres of hemp that are grown in this country every year for various items that they still use. If all of our blue jeans were made out of 100% hemp, you'd find out about how long a pair of blue jeans would last. Right now, currently, in our society, by looking up on eBay, to get a pair of 100% hemp blue jeans is $260. Now, they custom measure everything, and they make it for you to fit exactly you. But, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you could buy hemp blue jeans at a good price. Now, I became aware of this in the late 80s, and I had some pairs. I was able to buy some. And, you know, they felt so much better than regular blue jeans. It was amazing. And they could take a beating. And for some reason, you didn't sweat as much wearing those types of hemp blue jeans. They had hemp shirts. They had hemp jackets. But, oh, my, we got to get rid of hemp in our society. Well, people started mutating hemp and using it to smoke and get high with different levels of stuff like that. So they made it illegal. And, of course, they're pushing the Democrats right now that to have laws against marijuana is unfairly hitting the black community. They're actually, I've seen that on national TV in various laws and various campaigns. That's amazing. They're discriminating by the so-called color of a man or a woman's skin on national TV. And they're the drug addicts. That's appalling to me. Anyway, go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. Yeah, I'll duly noted, Jerry. But it, you know, in the simplest form, you know what my teacher, Mr. Schaefer, was describing was deception. Deception for the unjust enrichment of somebody that wants some of your money. And yep. It's so prevalent, you know. I'm sad to think that most people think it's normal to be constantly inundated, assaulted, dare I say, well, even worse, by a system that has perfected the exploitation of the nature of man.
Yeah.
Now, call it what you want. You know, it's often referred to as simply a sin nature. You know, those that believe in the universal, the fall of man, you know, we once held a higher place in the order of things, but because of, you know, sins of the past and, you know, ancestors and whatnot, you know, things aren't. But anyhow, one thing we can all agree on is we all have something in common, Jerry, you know, and that is a weakness you know, call it what you want, getting something for nothing. Getting something that raises my status a little higher than my neighbor. You know, it, you know, the, so what I'm trying to get at in this whole, you know, exercise, Jerry, how can I possibly teach this generation, you know, my grandchildren who are still, you know, 6 or 9 or 15 in this day and age, I sum up as sorcery, Jerry. You know, sorcery, yeah, of course, it comes from the root word pharmakia, you know, pharmacy, drugs, whatnot. You know, but in my personal opinion, sorcery is all-encompassing, even to the subject matter I'm talking about. I'm talking about deception in advertising, you know, deception in deception in relationships, Jerry. Is sorcery.
And of course it is. It's called lying. It's called stealing. It's called everything that everybody doesn't want to have happen to them, yet they participate in.
Yeah, it's almost, you know, if I want to talk to my grandkids, I almost feel like I have to apologize first. You know what? You know, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you are a target. You know, more so now, you know, perhaps, you know, other cultures, other times in the past, you know, they targeted the youth. But I, you know, I would be hard, you know, my knowledge of history is very limited, but I would challenge anybody to point to any point in time where the children I have been so targeted and with such an arsenal of weapons that they can use. I mean, you summarize it as electricity, Jerry, miracles of light, and you are correct. You know, when we, you know, it took me 2 years to talk my wife into homeschooling. Well, in very short order, the television that we had broke, and we decided we didn't need one. So we've got a vast void in our lives, Jerry, where we cut the cord, you know, and we benefited for that brief amount of time. Of course, you know, I wouldn't be on the phone now if I was stayed true to my principles back then. Nobody probably ever heard my name, you know, but here I am just trying to redeem my my faults in my life and trying to pass on something that might be of value. And I appreciate Chris Hinckley when he concludes his programs. He says, "I hope it's been informative." You know, what you know, what more can we hope for? You know, to a couple of guys talking with, you know, an either real or imagined audience. But anyhow, where do you want to go from here, Jerry?
Well, hey guys, I do have a call. Do you like to take a caller?
Okay, let's go there.
Okay.
Yeah, Marcus in Idaho. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Marcus. This is Rodney. Can I ask you a question right off the bat?
You want to ask who a question?
Yeah, I want to ask Marcus a question.
Go ahead.
Just humor me, Marcus. And I'm sincerely curious. Why are you listening to the show, which is normally Jerry by himself? Do you find any value in Jerry's programming?
Do I find what?
Any value in Jerry's efforts on RBN? I mean, you're listening, you're calling in. I'm just asking why.
Well, because I have something to say. I have something to add to the show.
Good enough.
I find Jerry to be very close-minded and very, I feel very sorry for him. I feel that he doesn't have a grasp on what Jesus Christ has said to us. He's totally involved in the law of the Old Testament and hasn't been given the gifts of God, which have touched him. And that's very sad. I'm sorry about that. Well, that it's yeah. So, but what I am calling about is I find that you were talking about the mainstream media recently in this last hour, and what I just went camping in, and I found that the the right-wing media content, which is on all of across the board, whether it's Fox News or not on the news on the television, but on the radio, these broadcasters are just another side of the coin from NPR and CNN. They are still buttering the bread for people to go into slavery. They are not telling people the truth. They are closing out all of the windows of the, all the information that we learned, what that whole power structure in D.C. was happening under President Trump. And they will not say President Trump. They will say just Trump. And so they are closing that and confusing people on a regular basis, and I find that so totally offensive. I mean, that's why I listen to RBN at certain times, and I listen to Alex Jones, because they're, you are not part of the corporate media, which is taking people down the path of destruction.
Yeah, well, Marcus, this is Rodney again. You know, obviously, you've called in before, and you have a, you know, contrary opinion of Jerry's character, even, but yet you still listen. So are you trying to protect the RBN audience from Jerry? Or actually, let me get back to the point, Marcus. You know, and I virtually agree with what you're describing. You were describing, you know, what Jerry and I have been talking about. You know, the extremes advantage that evil people have, especially when they have control of the media. So, but what I want to ask you, Marcus, if you're a parent or a grandparent, and you know all of this, and I'm trying to get to a point where what can I do on behalf of my grandchildren, you know, that aren't you know, and that you talk about a challenge, Marcus. How would you protect your own children from this culture? I mean,
would do the same thing that my grandpa would do, take me over the knee when I did wrong, and then take us out to the camp and take us fishing, take us on hikes, spend time with the grandchildren and the beauties of nature. And there's the chance to actually enter into the psyche of somebody instead of talking to them inside of a home, inside of a city, inside of a place where there's nothing but the same old thing. They're going to say, well, I got my games to play. I got to watch the television. You take all that away by the beauty of nature and the time that you can spend together. There is actually a chance that you can reach somebody. Not promise. There's no promise, but there's a possible chance and a higher probability than you get anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, hey, Marcus and Jerry, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask a question and maybe get a response from both of you. I'm thinking of a movie that starred Yul Brynner, and it was called The King and I. He was the king of Siam. By chance, Marcus, are you Jerry, do you have any knowledge of that movie?
I do. I know that movie.
Okay, great. All right, Marcus. That's good enough. Well, Marcus, do you remember, and the gist of it was, an English woman was hired as a tutor for the king's family.
Rodney, we have a commercial break.
Okay, all right, we'll pick it up with the King of Siam after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? Please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hour of the gathering offering, ladies and gentlemen. Rodney, were you? You want to finish up?
Let me pick up there, Jerry. And just in case you're not familiar with the plot, an English woman was hired by the King of Siam to tutor his royal children. You know, and Siam was this little out of the way place. Might have even been an island nation. I'm not exactly sure, but the scene that I'll never forget was when the English school teacher was shown the map of the world according to the official narrative of the King of Siam. And it was rather obvious, you know, they had Siam was color red, and it occupied something like 25% of the landmass of the entire world. You know, some exaggeration like that. So the children were being indoctrinated into a lie, you know, a falsity. And those, you know, that's a ultra crude illustration of what goes on day in, day out, and we've become almost numb to it. We relent when we have to buy their food, we relent when we have to pay their taxes, and we relent when we have to, acquire, some other life-sustaining necessity. Gosh, the world's the limit. If you've got money, you could just... So anyhow, you are familiar, Marcus, with that movie. You recall that scene? Hello?
Name has to drop.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
oh,
hello.
I was kind of hoping he'd hang around. Anyhow.
He's there.
Marcus
is back. Marcus is there. You want to talk to him?
All right, Marcus. Did you hear my referral to the geography scene?
I did hear what you said. I heard, I do not recall that scene, but what I do see is that is the indoctrination that is happening with these children today, and that is the indoctrination which has happened since the early 90s or late 80s with these individuals and these liberals today. They are so blocked with anything that is love of America, love of God, love of this great nation. They have been so indoctrinated with that they believe that America is the red country and the red dragon and the most powerful, worst nation possible, and that anybody who says that is otherwise, they will never be able to listen to. They are the Mao's children indoctrinated today in our society, and it's very problematic. It's reaching into their hearts. You're just going to find a block of coal or hatred, and you can't really get by them. But if they're children, that's a different matter. Children, you can still lead them out of that. There's still the chance that you can take them into the forest and take them for a week-long hike up into Yosemite or Yellowstone or somewhere and fishing, and there's a chance that you can reach them and actually let them see how beautiful God's creation is and how kind people actually are and how much we mean to each other and how our nation is not burning. That it is a green nation, it is flourishing, and that it is in the same path that it has taken for the last thousands of years.
Hey, Marcus, did you homeschool your kids? I described, when we started, our TV broke and we didn't replace it. Well, that was real easy, Marcus. You understand? That was real easy. The portal, the magic mirror that was connected to my house no longer existed. But today, Marcus,
that sounds like the Narnia.
Today is different.
It is not so different. It is not so different. As long as you reach out to the children, I've reached out to children, and their children are still children. They're so curious. They've got so full of life, and they've got a malleable mind that can be turned at any particular time. No matter how far gone they are, they can really be turned at any point. Until you reach a certain point, I think that's like, 18, 25, right, something like that. But up until that point, there's still hope. There's still hope to reach our
the
progenitors.
Anyway, Rodney, we need to move on.
Yeah, all right, Jerry. Okay. Where to?
Well, I'd like to make a comment on local TV and national TV. There are people that come on, and you can tell by their voice, the way they dress, the way they move, and they are not anything except an abomination. and that you're seeing it every day more and more. And you can tell just by their voice tones, by their clothing they wear, the way they act, that they are not proper individuals. And people want to say, oh, well, let's just go ahead and teach everybody, every child is malleable. Excuse me. I don't want anything to do if I knew that somebody is a Canaanite. I don't care how old they are or what. I don't want anything to do with a Canaanite. And that's the problem. People say, oh, we got to love everybody. That's BS. The Father's Law says we were supposed to get rid of the Canaanites. And that's not what we did. We continuously made excuses because we didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't care what somebody's feelings are. I care what the Father's Law says. That's where I come from. He is trillions and trillions and megatrillions smarter than everybody on this planet. And that's what he says. I want to do what the smartest entity in the entire universe, he who created it, says. That's my point. Anyway, let's move forward because... you know, tone of the voice is not really good. And you can read into it whatever you want, ladies and gentlemen. And just as a little reminder, there was an occasion in 1985 where I was asked to speak at the homosexual political rally. There was 500 or 600 of them. And everybody said, you can't get up there with your attitude, Jerry, and your thoughts. I said, I damn sure can. They said, they're going to kill you. I said, well, they're going to try, maybe. Well, it turned out that there was like 25 members of law enforcement that came forward and they said, guess what? We're not going to display our badges. Matter of fact, we left them. But if anybody tries to attack you, Jerry, we're going to defend you. I said, good. And guess what? I made an absolute sham out of queer meeting of 400 or 500. And I didn't have any regrets at all. Because they are an abomination. And I did not know that word at that time. I had not studied the Father's Law to that degree at that time. Anyway,
well, hey, Jerry, just to maybe help me get this into a proper time frame, when I was a kid, the name Anita Bryant was very prominent. And she was speaking out against the homosexuals. You know, she was getting pies in the face, and I was a kid when that was, but she was from Florida. I think she was, you know, she was the face of Sun-Kissed Orange Juice or something like that, wasn't she?
Yeah, I remember her. I can't remember all the various ads and things that she did, and but you got to remember, the movie industry is the ones that have made it popular, and I suggest people could go ahead and watch Quest TV, Hardcore Pawn, not porn, pawn. And watch the people that come in that are obvious and they brag about the fact that they're abominations and watch their actions. Learn how those people act and stay the hell away from them. Don't have anything to do with them. Absolutely none. Zero. That's the best I can do at this time. Stay away from abominations.
You're so intolerant, Jerry.
Pardon me? Yes, I am in.
That was Mike. You got a caller, Mike?
I didn't hear that. Okay. And when people say this is going to be distasteful, and they say, I'm going to make an excuse. And I'm not going to, because this is such a sweet old man or a sweet, you know, late old lady. And they come out and they say something that is completely wrong. And most people say, well, I don't want to offend that old lady. No. You, just because someone is younger or older, you do not say, I'm going to give them a free pass. Let them go ahead and talk like an idiot. Okay? I don't believe in that. I believe that if you care about somebody, honestly, you point out where they are incorrect Now, does that mean that everybody's going to listen? Hell no. Most people will not listen. Those that listen will amend and straighten out their life. And that's the only reason I do this radio show, is so that the very small percentage will realize it is their job and their duty to respect and honor the Father in heaven. And nobody comes in front of him. Nobody. I would not do something that it was wrong knowingly to help somebody that was against the Father. You know, I don't want to die. It's like I want to die for the Father, his Son, and his laws.
We're getting towards the end of the show here, Jerry. Let me touch on a couple of things. I used the word sorcery, you know, sort of a catch-all, you know, when deception is employed, you know, to for somebody to gain an advantage at your disadvantage through deception, you know, I call that sorcery. Well,
I agree. I agree.
There's another word called usury. And, you know, like the old timers, you know, I used to hear around here when they were talking about a debate they were having with somebody, they'd say, no, none of this little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you're not. You know, I've heard more than one old timer tell me that, you know, you can just reduce it. You know, so I'm thinking about usury. You know, we talked about it, your stories about credit cards and establishing credit and you know, this and that. But it's a usurious system. And in my mind, usury and sorcery are twin sisters.
I agree with you. And under the Father's laws, let's say we had a man and he had 100 acres and he was doing okay. However, he needed equipment and this, that, and the other, and he didn't have the money. And he needed $100,000 worth of equipment and seed and all this other kind of stuff. And so this other guy says, I'll give you the 100 grand. Well, that meant that that man owned half of the operation. So if the first year the profit was 100 grand, that man got 50% of the 100 grand. And the other 50 grand went to the original landowner. Well, that original landowner, he could say, ah, I can pay off $50 of my debt. Okay? So the next year, that man wouldn't get 50%. He'd only get 75%. And a smart guy could pay off his investor in a few years. But there was never an interest rate. It was the 100 guy that put the 100 grand in, he now owned half the operation. And he got half the profit. And the other guy could buy him out at any time. Let's say the profit was $200,000 the first year. Well, that meant after the first year, the guy that put the money up, you get $100,000, and the farmer could take his $100,000 and pay the $100,000 back. Usury is not allowed by the Father's laws. Never. Never. You have an investor. Now, the investor wants to do everything he can to make sure that you're successful. The loaners now, they want to do everything they can to make sure that you can't pay your debt off so they can come and foreclose on you. And that's the hook that has grabbed people, and they don't understand. That, you know, I read a report about 4 days ago that said that 70%, this was actually on a national TV thing, and I got it off YouTube, said 70% of the people in America are living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm talking about the working class. They have no money. They're a half of a step from being totally bankrupt and losing everything they've got. And that's what sorcery, being usury in this discussion, is about, is to keep loading people with debt that they can't pay back. And there's, you know, according to Fox News and some polls they did and all this, that, and the other, 70% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. that are out there working now. And all they have to do is miss a week, not get paid, and they're underwater. And that's sorcery. It's one of the definitions of sorcery. Anyway, that's my comment.
Yeah. There used to be a gentleman by the name of Larry Burkett on syndicated Christian radio. He was a quote-unquote Christian financial advisor. And I heard him because at that time I listened to this particular Christian radio station that had quite a few talk shows back in the early 80s. Well, I always found it humorous because he was giving advice that I didn't need, but a lot of people did. So it sounds like break music.
Yeah, it is. We're having a five-minute break here. Thank you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back to the short segment of the Gathering Offering. Rodney, we got a couple of minutes. Would you like to try and wrap up, what's been going on?
Well, I've kind of been trying to do that already. What can I add? Well, I could rail against usury. I could demonstrate by my life choices, Jerry, and without shame, I don't live paycheck to paycheck. Am I rich? No. I'm simply the beneficiary of doing things and making decisions that were beneficial, all the while denying myself, you know, the passing pleasures of stuff that I could easily do without, and just, you know, like they say, a penny saved is a penny earned. But my comment about the old timers saying you're either pregnant or you're not, you know, that's a tough one, Jerry. You know, to suggest to the next generation that they totally live outside the world known as usury, which means, you know, modern-day banking, Jerry. I mean, it's virtually universal worldwide. And oddly enough, I still can't get my mind around this. The Muslims, the Islamic faith, they're more correct in their official status on usury than anybody. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know, even in Russia that might claim to be a quasi-Christian nation, I'm sure they still got their version of usury. But, Jerry, here's the thing. How do we recognize usury? Well, if you don't have a grip on what is true, how can you ever identify the false? And yep. Depending on how how carefully you dissect that net, you know, you could go pretty deep. But the more you avoid, the less pregnant with usury and the bankers, the better. So take it away, Jerry.
I'd like to thank you for coming on today, ladies and gentlemen. At the very beginning, I mentioned that Rodney could be a version or a type, where the song says, "A country boy can survive." And I have some strong hopes that Rodney will survive the coming years. And I've had many good long conversations with him on many subjects. And so thank you for coming on, Rodney. I appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen...
You're more than welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Rodney. Ladies and gentlemen, wanted to just scale it back and make it a little bit easier, you know, than last week, and a few other things. And every once in a while, I think people need to slow down, think about things, get the pressure off of you. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.